This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off last time as we hear more from Debbie and Marv on First Nation Ministries.
Then we journeyed on over to Kate Kendall's in Oglala. Had to tell her that we still didn't have a car for her, but we had a half of a pickup load of stuff. And she had a little family living with her there. There was a woman who was pregnant and another little boy, a little bit bigger, probably about 3, and then a young man, a thin young man, and he come out to help us unload. And as we unloaded, Kate was so thrilled. She said, "Oh, it's just exactly the right amount. It just filled her little tin storage shed up." She said, "If it was any more, I'd have to put it in the house." She said, "This is just right." And of course, her tin shed is just like the roof of her house was earlier. It has holes in it from those cantaloupe-sized hailstones that hit there last August. Her old van was sitting out there, the old white van, and I believe Don gave her that, as I remember. But she's taken care of it all these years, but it's sitting there, and the windshield was busted out, and the side windows on one side, but the windows in her house and her roof have been fixed. The car was sitting there, and it was dilapidated, but the tin shed was bad shape, but she said, "This is just the right amount. I can put a tarp over the top of the boxes inside, and then they won't get wet," she said, "until I can get them given out." And then Linda had taken a special gift. She needed a winter coat, and we didn't get it there in the winter time, but they're still having winter and rain there. A lady donated this coat specially for Kate Kendall there in Ogallala, and I guess Linda handed it to her and said this was special for her. And it was still in the packaging and everything. It was kind of sealed up in a plastic stuff. And it was from Columbia Sportswear. And she took her fingernails and she picked at those seams and stuff until she got them undone. She never tore the material.
You're talking about the bag that the
bag,
coat...
The bag that the coat was okay. In, yes. She just so meticulously undone that and it was just quite a picture to see, and I believe we have some pictures of that. But when she got the thing open, and she just like there was a fondness for this coat already, and she looked at it, and she opened it up, she unfolded it, and she unzipped it, and I was afraid maybe it would be the wrong size, but she took the jacket and she slipped it on. And when she went to zip it, it was just the right size around the middle to where it was, you know, not too baggy and not too tight or anything. And she zipped it up and she just kind of, oh, it fits just right. And then she felt and it had a parka or a hood on it. She pulled the hood up over and she said, "Oh, I love these hoods." She said, "They're so nice here in the cold north wind in the winter, you know." Then she looked down, and I really got a kick out of this because I thought, the sleeves are a little bit long because the end of the sleeves hung down to her knuckles on her hands, you know, just her fingers sticking out. And she says, and the sleeves are just right. She says, "I love my sleeves this length because they keep my hands warm in the winter. They help keep them warm more than the mittens and gloves," she said. And so... that was one of the highlights of our whole trip back there, was to give that to Kate and just see the fondness that she had for that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, and she's such a, your dad used to call her, she's just God's handmaiden. Mm-hmm. And she's been a handmaiden, and obviously she's helping somebody again because they're living in her house there. Mm-hmm. With her, you know.
Well, and you took her clothing. And see, her ministry is she has a giveaway at her house.
Yes.
People can come and get clothing, and that's how Kate ministers.
Yes. And so, Bibles.
Yes.
And Bibles, yeah. She, She gives Bibles to people that come when they come to her giveaway. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, and I neglected to say that. Mm-hmm. And we don't take any clothes back there that we wouldn't wear ourselves. That's
right.
Been our motto for many years. That's mm-hmm. Don started that a long time ago, you know. And mm-hmm. We had a great trip back there, Deb. It just come out real good, and I got to see, you know, Stanley and Cecilia and Alex. I got to see all of them again. First Nation Ministries sent a case of the Bibles, that mm-hmm. Sacred Road book. Mm-hmm. It's got a picture of Chief Joseph mm-hmm. on the front. It's very colorful, and the Indian folks are very attracted to that particular mm-hmm. Bible. You know, they have pride in it rather than thinking, oh, I'm carrying that black book around or something, mm-hmm. but they do, and they all want those, and Cecilia uses them in the jails. Mm-hmm. And a real blessing for me to be there, and just was a good trip.
Well, speaking of Cecilia, say a prayer for her. She's in her 80s, still trying to do a jail ministry, and she says, it seems like the battle is on to get me to stop going to the jail. Says, from Tuesday morning it started. First, my oldest son was going to be sent to Sioux Falls to the Sanford Hospital. They were trying to find someone to go with him. Both parents could not leave because of the job, so I volunteered to go with him. It took 1 hour to arrive, and we went by a small airplane. His wife and children and his mom came when he was released, but by then he looked better and was able to walk. I don't know what his problem was, but...
Was that her oldest son or mm-hmm. her oldest grandson?
Her grandson. First, my oldest son's son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... And then it says, since we came home, a granddaughter was put in jail. Another son had to be taken to the ER in an ambulance. Then a niece lost her daughter by taking too much of her medicine. And then this morning I received a call about a great-grandson who is gone with his girlfriend. She says, I'm just sharing my day with you so you will know how to pray for me and my family. I like that song, the God of the mountain is still God in the valley. I can still thank God and praise him. But let's do pray for her. Life is not easy on the reservation. There's a lot of Christian Indian parents that... their children are not walking with the Lord, and it's a real heartache. I don't even know how to explain it to you. You absolutely would have to go there and see what it's like and just feel what it's like on the
yes.
reservation.
Amen.
To understand the problem. But anyway, let's continue to pray for her. And I just want to say thank you, teammates, because you're making this all possible by your donations of clothing and household goods and vehicles and money. So remember those dream catchers, and remember John Bush needing hearing aids. If you'd like to be part of that, we'd be ever so grateful, and he's just going to be shocked.
Yes.
He's just going to be stunned. Yes. I know when my dad got them, it was just because it's so aggravating not to be able to hear. It's so frustrating. And when my dad got those good hearing aids, it was like, oh. You know, he could just relax a little bit. I think it made him tense to constantly be struggling and straining to hear. And so, yeah, it's just real important that we do this for this servant of the Lord.
In my case, I just thank God for having been in the Navy, because my hearing aids are very good and they didn't cost me anything. So
that's wonderful. Well, I want to talk a little bit about revival. Revive us again. You know that old hymn, Revive Us Again? We sure need it.
Yes, amen.
Our country is in trouble. And you know, the sad part is, I really believe it's the fault of the Christian community. Really. Because we have allowed this to happen. We didn't stand up. There was no outcry. We just... kept quiet, and we are where we are because of it. Revivals were kind of the norm in Western Europe, but now it's like we are bankrupt spiritually. We need a spiritual awakening, and we need a fresh God-given passion. You know, passion, if it's truly from God, is born and nurtured in an atmosphere of truth. Have you noticed that people say what's wrong is right and what's right is wrong? It makes you feel crazy because the media and the people that the media allow to talk on the television and whatever, it's like it's just crazy. It's like, oh my goodness. Truth comes from a true, clear understanding of the Bible. That's the bottom line. It's message of covenant with God and God's grace. And ultimately, the Word of God, when it's used directly by the Spirit of God, is the only means for bringing about reformational revival in this time. You know, about a century ago, there was a college student in Wales named Evan Roberts. He was 26 years old, and he got permission to leave college to go to his home village to preach his first sermon. 17 people showed up to listen to his 4 points.
We'll need to stop here today, but we'll hear more from Debbie and Marv next time we get together on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.